How's everybody doing? Folks, I'd like to welcome you to the tour of Independence Hall and its park. The park rangers here, I'll be taking you to the building very shortly. Usually what we do when we have these tours going on is we use this room of this building as a kind of a staging area. So it's either that or continue to stand outside for another 5 to 10 minutes. So people usually don't mind sitting down a little bit. Get to go. It could be a lot worse, right? Today's not such a bad day. There are times when you're in a little bit more of a hurry to get inside. So what we do, we take advantage of these first few minutes to just tell you a couple of things that you need to know about your visit. Very basic stuff, but it will make your visit to the building go a lot better. And first of all, we need to stay in the same room while we're over there. Of course, if you have to leave the building, you can leave the building. It's not that strict. But otherwise, if you're in the building, you need to stay in the same room with us. When we get there, for example, there will be another tour there. So we don't want to interrupt the end of their tour. So what we do first, we go to two rooms on the first floor. That's most of the tour, actually. Then at the very end, we have, it's anywhere from about 5 to 10 minutes, where you can go upstairs, come back down. The upstairs part of the building, it's nice. It's not anything particularly famous that you've ever heard of, probably, in American history. But you get to look around. You get to see where the old governor's council chamber was. And that's the time that we reserve for any questions, anything you want to talk about. It's that last few minutes on the second floor. And then we're done. Now, another thing to keep in mind, when we're over there, you may have already noticed, not everybody is the same height. In the group. So when we go into the two rooms on the first floor, you'll see you can go about partway in, and then there's a rail. So you want to let the little folks go up front. Right? You can go right up to the rail. And then everybody can see. And that is assumed they're not yelling and screaming, which once in a while the little ones do. Then you want to take them out and bring them back in. But otherwise, you want little people to the front, big people in the back. And take pictures. Whenever you want. You won't be able to get a shot without everybody else in the same room, but if you put little people up front, you're going to see everything you want to see. So it works very well. Now let's see. I think they already told you outside you want to make sure that your phones are off, that you don't have any food or drink out, chewing gum, anything like that. It's very important for the preservation of the building, that kind of thing. Now, we get there. First, what we're going to see is a courtroom. Not where the famous documents were signed. So why is there a courtroom in that building we're about to visit? Any guesses? Anybody know? Okay, so then you just, no one knows then why the building was built. This building that we call Independence Hall, what was it for? So someone said City Hall? Close, very close. What? Not a courthouse, but it has a courtroom in it. So who met in that building normally? Not other than the Continental Congress or the Constitutional Convention. Okay, the building dates to the 1730s. The Continental Congress met in that building for 8 years, 1775 to 83. The Constitutional Convention's there for the summer. And even while those other groups are there, they're not taking up most of the building. So who used the building?
Supreme Court.
Pardon?
Supreme Court.
Well, that's just one room, the courtroom. The government of
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Of course, we know there were 13 British colonies along the eastern seaboard here. 13 British colonies originally as part of the British Empire, plus Canada. So this was the seat of government for Pennsylvania. Each colony was allowed a great deal of liberty or discretion, latitude, whatever you want to call it, in the kind of government that they set up. So the way the government was set up here in Pennsylvania was a little different than what you had up in Massachusetts or down in Virginia or something like that. But it's still a British colony. But that's an important thing to keep in mind. When you look at the colonies or the early United States, you're going to see 13 rather different places from the beginning. A little bit different kinds of economies. There are just maybe some sort of social or cultural differences sometimes. Pretty much all English-speaking, although if you went a little bit west of Philadelphia, you could find a large percentage of people who spoke German as their first language. So that's important because you have those differences from the beginning. And one other that I don't think I mentioned. What was the official religion of Pennsylvania earlier on? That's a trick question. There wasn't one. Predominantly, the early settlers were Quakers, yeah. But as of 1701, basically what they're saying is we're not going to have an official